Pet Dry Milk and Pet Ritz Frozen Pie. Now here's the star of this week's show, Ferlin Husky.
Oh, wish you lived whenever your love just go between. Chained to a heart that can't be free. The image of a man I thought it'd be. Alone so long, let me and the blues are coming. Well, if things get worse, I can't shake this curse. Then start dragging the river for me. Well, the flame of love once warmed my soul. Now it's a spot so dark and cold. Tears that I've cried won't flow no more. Cause my heart just died at heaven's door. Along so long, misery, never the blues for company. Well, if things get worse, I can't shake this curse. Then start dragging the river for me. Then start dragging the river for me.
Dragging the River. Thank you, Ferlin. And welcome once more to the Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry. Pet Milk. You know, of course, who the Pet Milk folks are.
Why, sure do. I figured everybody did. They're the ones that make the pet evaporated milk.
Handiest milk you can get.
Well, what about the new pet instant non-fat dry milk?
Your greatest bargain in the good things of milk.
Now, me, I go for those Pet Ritz frozen pies.
The real fruit country pies, Ferlin. The real fruit country pies.
I told you there ain't nothing like them, T. Tommy. You sure do know a whole lot about our sponsor's products.
Well, I'll tell you this, Halls. I better know them. Otherwise, there'll be a new announcer on this show. But speaking of the show, we sure got a dandy lined up this time. First off, there's you, Mrs. Husky's little old blue-eyed boy, Ferlin. Then there are those four good-looking lads who sing and call themselves the Jordanaires. Marvin Hughes, master of the piano, and poker player extraordinary. Me, old T. Turkey, and all the boys in the Pet Milk Band, plus three of the best-looking gals I've set eyes on in a long time. The winners of the second annual Pet Milk Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest, Eloise, Lana, and Carolyn, the Townsville sisters.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll be hearing from the girls in just a few minutes and having them sing one of their fine songs. Right now, I want to talk to T. Tommy.
Say on, Hoss. Say on.
Last week, you and your girlfriend, Myrtle Clatterback, or whatever her name is, had a falling out, but I see now that you're going back together again.
Well, yeah, Ferl. It's hard to stay mad at old Mert.
Yeah.
She is a great old gal. But you know something, Ferlin?
No, what?
Every time I look at Mert, she gets more beautiful.
Every time you look at her, she gets more beautiful, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come to think of it, I better look at her more often, too. We went to a party last night, me and Mert. You know, Ferlin, there are just two things that keep Mert from being a good dancer.
Yeah.
Her feet. But I got to say this for Mert. She sure can kiss.
She's a good kisser.
Ooh, what are you talking about?
Great kisser. How'd she learn?
Well, I don't know, Ferlin, unless it's because she used to blow the bugle in the Girl Scouts.
Well, maybe we better forget about Mert for a minute and talk about her father. Last time I talked to him, he was under the weather. Did he recuperate?
What?
Did he recuperate? You know what recuperate means, don't you?
Oh, what's with these big words, this recuperate? Redupitate or redupitate. What does that word mean?
Well, you've heard the word recuperate. You got to know what it means.
I don't know.
Well,
Never heard it. Explain it to me.
Try to explain it.
All right.
Well, here, Mert's father goes to work.
Mm-hmm.
He works hard all day. He's worn out.
Yeah.
And what does he do with his time in the evenings?
Well, that's exactly what Mert's mama keeps asking him. Exactly. Ah!
I should have known better than that. We'll just skip the whole thing and go from the ridiculous to the sublime. And the Jordanaires sang us one of their great spirituals. I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord.
Well,
you brought me. Yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord.
Well,
you brought me. Yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way.
You've been my father.
Oh, yes.
You've been my brother.
Oh, yes.
You've been my sister, my brother too.
Well, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way.
You've been my preacher.
Oh, yes.
You've been my deacon.
Oh, yes.
You've been my preacher,
my friend in need.
Well,
you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way.
Jesus,
I thank you, Lord.
Well,
you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
Just hear them kind of songs. And speaking of somebody liking something, T. Tommy really likes to eat.
Yeah.
Why, you can tell that by looking at him. And what's more, he likes to talk about good things to eat.
That's for sure, Furley. Listen, tender, juicy meatloaf. The kind with a good, rich flavor. The kind you make with Pet evaporated milk and a Mary Lee Taylor recipe. This meatloaf doesn't need eggs. You see, double rich Pet binds the meat mixture together like no other form of milk. Makes the meatloaf extra moist and tasty. Pet makes mashed potatoes rich tasting too, without butter. Country gravy extra smooth and creamy. Brownies moist, rich and chewy. In fact, with Pet and Mary Lee Taylor recipes, you can make a whole meal extra good. Next time you shop, pick up several cans of double rich Pet evaporated milk and be sure to try the recipes on the labels.
Do that, neighbors, and you'll be glad you did. Now do me another and listen to Tommy Vaden and his fiddle with one called Alabama Jubilee. Tommy Vaden, that's what the show needed, I'll tell you.
Well, I'll admit it was pretty good, but do you know what this show actually needs, Pearl?
Well, if you promise not to say singer, I promise not to say announcer.
Seriously now, what this show needs is a little beauty. And here to supply it is not one, but three lovely young gals, the winners of the second annual Pet Mill Grand Ole Opry Talent Contest, the Townsville Sisters.
See, Tommy, I got to admit that for once in your life, you were right. Hi, girls.
Hello.
Howdy. Well, I'm trying to figure out which one is which. Let's see now. You're Eloise, right?
I am.
You are, and you're Lana?
Yes.
And then you must be Carolyn.
Uh-huh.
You see, I ain't been talking to him for a minute, and I already know what their names is.
Watch him, girls. He's a fast worker.
I'm not, Tommy. You know that. Tell me what you're going to do for us now. Sing a song, I reckon, huh? Sisters. That's fine. Great, ain't they?
They really are. They're my babies, you know, Furley. I want you to know that I picked them to win. And what's more, I got the first kiss after they won.
The first kiss?
Yeah.
Tell me something, Tommy.
Hmm?
Does Merck know about this outside smooching of yours? She'll clobber the devil out of you if she finds out.
Go on, you hound dog. You wouldn't tell her, would you, Furley?
Well, now, I don't know.
Oh, don't do it, Hoss. Don't say nothing to Murd about it. Let's not even talk about it. Do something. Sing a song, Furl.
Well, now you're talking. I was hoping somebody'd ask me.
Well, consider
yourself asked.
They said
I was on the show, you know.
Consider yourself asked. Neighbors, here's the great Furlin Husky singing one of his great Capitol records, Gone.
Since you've gone. Why I cry, love divine once was mine. Now you've gone,
now you've gone.
Since you've gone, my heart, my lips, my tear-dimmed eyes, a lonely soul within me cries. I acted smart, broke your heart. Now you've gone.
Now you've gone.
Oh,
what I'd
give.
Oh,
what I'd give for the
time I've wasted.
The love that I've tasted. I was wrong. Now you've gone.
Now you've gone.
The love that tasted, I was wrong. Now you've gone.
Now you've gone.
Great, Pearlin, just great. I can see from the way you sing a song, you really enjoy it.
Well, you're right, Tommy. I guess I like the singing more than anything else. Unless, of course, it's eating. Especially if it's eating pet milk cooking.
Ah, Pearlin, you're not only a good singer, you're a man with good taste.
You mean a good taster.
Okay, Pearl, you win. In fact, everybody wins when you ladies cook with double rich Pet evaporated milk. Pet adds extra richness and flavor like no other form of milk can. Makes casseroles, sauces, main dishes, and desserts double delicious.
I like Pet milk country gravy, too.
Yes, sir. That gravy comes out extra smooth, because Pet milk blends like cream.
Don't forget to tell him about Pet and coffee.
That's Pearlin. He doesn't even give me a chance to say that Pet is perfect for your coffee. Gives it real satisfying flavor. In fact, there's just no limit to what you can do with double rich Pet.
Handiest milk you can get.
Now, here's Billy Bird and all the boys with a little fast picking on a tune called The World Is Waiting for the Sunrise.
Thank you very much. That's fine. Now, this brings us down to the time when the Jordanaires sing one of their fine old spirituals. We call this one the Plumbing Song.
Wait a minute, Pearlin. Wait. What is this business about a plumbing song?
Well, I don't know. The title of it is There's a Leak in This Old Building.
Oh, sing it, boys. Sing it.
Oh, yes, sir.
plumbing song. I mean, there's a leak in this old building. Now, he's got me so muddled up, I don't know what I'm saying. Except when I talk about a great American institution. You know the old saying, as American as apple pie? Yes, apple pie is typical of America, because it's America's favorite dessert. That is, if it's good, like Pet Ritz apple pie. Pet Ritz pies are made in the heart of the pie apple country by folks who love to make pies. So you get a tender butter crust piled high with juicy tree-ripened apples. All you do is bake a Pet Ritz apple pie. Do it soon. And be sure to try all the Pet Ritz frozen fruit pies. Real fruit country pies.
They sure are, Tommy. Neighbors, now go get one the next time you go to the store.
But right now, here's time for once again the guests. Here they are, the Townsell sisters, with To Know Your Love, or To Know You Is To Love You. It makes sense, don't it?
We'll be seeing you real soon on the Grand Ole Opry.
Now, T. Tommy.
Oh.
Will you do me a favor and tell the folks about New Pet Instant?
That I will, Ferlin. Friends, did you ever stop by a playground and watch the kids? Boy, they're running and playing and hollering and having the best time. You mothers know it's up to you to keep them full of energy and brimming over with good health. To make sure they get the proper nourishment. New Pet Instant non-fat dry milk can help you do just that. New Pet Instant provides the very best kind of nourishment. More bodybuilding protein, more calcium and B vitamins. As a matter of fact, not just the kids. Your whole family needs the good things you get from drinking New Pet Instant. Always keep some ice-cold New Pet Instant handy. For convenience, you can get New Pet Instant non-fat dry milk in the big 12-quart family size. Get it soon. New Pet Instant.
Do that, neighbors. Now, unless in a minute, take caution while Marvin Hughes plays his tune called The Caution Blues.
Thank you.
news. You know, he's the only guy in the country that can pick one of them pianos up and play it while it's on his back. He's really done well.
Don't you believe it, neighbors. He didn't do any such thing. And as for you, Ferlin, cut out this nonsense and sing a song for the folks. How about that old one, It's a Sin to Tell a Lie?
All right, Brother Billy Bird.
I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because those words were spoken. I love you. Yes, I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure that it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Grand Ole Opry.